Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
How are you? Good. I see going well or so-so? So-so? Or terrible?
Perfect.
Or perfect as it is. Thank you. Thank you for being here and make the effort to come to sit and together. And thank you, everybody. And thank you, Gishin, for the invitation to be again here at Fort Lauderdale. And very excited about this trip and teachings. Yeah, everybody can hear me well?
You can move down if you want.
Okay. So recently somebody asked me why we do this. Why we do this retreat? Why we have to come here together and sit for several hours, or sometimes to go to a session and do it for days, just sitting. And sometimes we get the same thing over and over again. And sometimes not. Sometimes something happens, something changes, something transforms. But along the way, we feel a lot of pain. And it could be physically or sometimes mentally. And we are doing nothing. Just we are sitting and breathing and paying attention just to being here and living in the now. So why is it so important to do this practice? So we are doing this because we have to remember. It's about remembering who we really are or what we are. And we forget when we are in life, just doing our regular things or routine, we get distracted and we get lost. And we forget what we really is important and what we really are. Entonces, coming here is always is remember, is bring it back over and over again. Just to be okay with life as it is. But also, this bringing back to what we really are and to bring sanity in our lives, we do this practice and setting to really explore the self. What is this I? What is me? And this, to explore and study the self, is no easy topic. Not really easy. We think that, what am I? Well, I can show my ID. This is me. And then it's no easy topic and also no easy journey. Sometimes hard, sometimes joyful. But this kind of retreat of settings, we have a great opportunity to really see what Buddha, or to experience what Buddha experienced, the connection with life embrace life as it is, and to get a little more out of this self-centeredness. And to have the presence of what we call bearing witness, how this self gets constructed. And maybe you are familiar with the Dogen teachings and the Genjo Kwan, one of the famous, maybe the most famous quotes: study the way, or study the Buddha Dharma is study the self. And study the self is forget the self, and forget the self is to be penetrated by the 10,000 things. So that's what we are doing. So doing this practice, we realize we'll never meet our expectations about practice, what practice is. We have some kind of idea. Even we have some kind of idea what the non-self is, and we never meet it. Always is like this is escaping. It's this, like I try to catch the air. And so we get so disappointed. And it's a very quiet failure to start learning about this practice. And this, this practice of not meeting that expectation and get disappointed, but also that is reality and life. That is life. Life is not easy. And never almost most of the time our agenda or plan has to change all the time. And then this is only one landscaping or doing this practice or retreats. The shins, just the our expectations, they're not get met. What we thought a retreat or the shini was gonna do for us. And at some point we start learning to let it go. Instead to get attached to the outcome, what is gonna happen. I'm gonna do this retreat and I'm gonna feel better. And start to learning to have this let it go to the outcome. And start more getting in touch with what is really value and start living the now. Start appreciating life as it is. So the first realization and experience in our practice of this experience is deep acceptation of reality. Acceptance of life is to experience, embrace, and understand the first noble truth of the Buddha. The first noble truth says there is suffering. We realize that, we engage with that, and there's some kind of illness, so we are sick. And just we had to accept the diagnosis. That's what we got. Okay, but the question is how we got sick? What is so painful? What is this? What suffering exists in life? And then this comes to what Buddha talked about, the roots of our suffering, what makes us not to appreciate life or not to see the other side of life. And then he called the three poisons or the three enemies of the Buddha mind. And those enemies, and also there are, at some point with transformation, become our friends. And because is this mind, this body, is the same Buddha mind. It's the Buddha Dharma itself. But when we are deluded, we see as a suffering human being, and which is true. When also we see this human being, that it has not been born, or this freedom is still there, and is right now. So these roots of our pain, our suffering, and then the poisons of our mind, the first poison that we get along the way how we are living our life and growing up, is ignorance. And what is that ignorance? And then the ignorance is to think or to see what reality is not, to think about something, about life. And that ignorance, it has been for many, many years and the humankind. And then because we are living it and we are educated and we are part and we have relationships, so when a bunch of people, we got together and everybody is ignorant, so we think there is truth. There is okay to be ignorant. There is nothing outside. That is true. That is solid. This is what it is. This is life. And this is right. We say this is right. And we start our perception of life based on ignorance. We start creating values about how we should live our lives in this way and that way. This is right. And we don't get out, so we live our lives and ignorant. And based being ignorant, what usually happens along the way? Just the suffering and the pain become unbearable. We cannot sustain it anymore. And that is when I start asking the question about, am I doing right? Am I walking the right? This is what life is about. And we start to question it. It's something else, and that's why we create religion, and why we create so many things, to try to question it, to understand the question if this is what life should be. Because it's very, our suffering brings us to here. Until it really gets over the top, we start questioning and we start looking for help. We become the seekers. And this ignorance is just through generations what a human being is supposed to be. And we go through this life, just follow certain system or certain rules. And it's not so much about follow. It's more about we get attached to the idea that this is what it is. And that is cause a lot of suffering. So it's not see reality. And not see reality is what Buddha talked about, not seeing to the three marks of existence, not seeing that things are impermanent, and then things that then they cannot exist by itself, that he called the non-self. Everything is in this constantly changing and changing. And even ourselves, we change. There is no permanent self. And so this mark, and the last mark is the suffering itself. So based on ignorance. So we grow up, we come in this world with this. These are the three marks of existence. And that's what we need to explore. And then, so the ignorance grow along the way in our relationship and the way how we handle our life. And we are just suffering. And then at the base of that and the ignorance and our mind, another root or another poison comes, and one is greed. Greed, and then this craving. And that energy appears because we have to deal with life. And then I had to protect myself. And I had to do something. There is a way or craving to protect myself, to avoid suffering. Life is so painful. And to create everything around me, like we say, like in the story of the Buddha, to create this palace of comfort, of situations and control, not to feel the reality, not to feel that comfort, that discomfort, that insatisfaction. And so we create everything. We create so many things just to avoid the reality. And then, so because everybody, we are ignorant, so the other person has to create their own comfort and control and situation to avoid pain. And then if that person has what I need to avoid the pain, I'm gonna fight. And when I start this fighting, that's where the third root of poison or enemy appears. There is hate, the conflict. So we have these three roots of suffering. There is ignorance, greed, and hate. And greed is just this insatisfaction of there is not enough. Always there is not enough, or there is something lacking in my life, something is missing. And that feeling is gonna drive us and the whole life. And then the traditional way is the most common greed is related with money. Because money has tremendous value in the society that you can almost obtain everything as exchange. And which is okay, money is not bad. But just the value in our relationship to that, that's what is causing our suffering. And then greed, it cannot be only greed, when we have so much greed and we cannot avoid our pain, that greed is going to turn an addiction. And we can become addicted to something. Any addiction is the root, is greed. And now we can experience greed in a very subtle way, in a very subtle way. One is, I experience myself, I really need to do that click in Amazon to buy that thing that I don't need it, just because I cannot stay with the moment as it is, with that comfort. That's which I cannot, I need to get that thing. I really need that. And just we do one click. Or it could be, I really need to get the extra beer just to get dumb and to have the booze and to avoid wherever I am facing in life, to avoid this loneliness or this pain inside. So that, and then if we don't have practice, we are causing a lot of harm. We are harming ourselves first, and we are harming others. We are harming our relationships. And then greed appears since we're little. I was watching my nephews, you know. Very hard to share another little pot. They had two. And I ask, no, attach to the pleasure, and very little one. And that's tough. And then if our parents have the resources, what are they making to us? If they had to provide everything. Oh, you have your own thing, you have your, this kind of independency that we confuse with freedom. So, and then what happened along the way, we don't know how to share. And in my own space, we don't know how to share. And that is just greed. And then hate. Hate is the whole conflict. And aversion, just avoiding things. That's another way to put it, hate. I don't want to see that. I don't want to look at it. Push it away. And Buddha, well, it was the Buddha. He was so smart and wise. And he, three sensations. Pleasure, no pleasure, unpleasant, and neutral. And then if it's pleasure experience, we want more. Like I wanted to have 2 cakes. I just have one, but I could see. I want to have 2 chocolate cakes.
We understand that feeling.
With coffee. I have my coffee, but. So we want more. At some point, I'm going to have stomachache. We cannot keep going. Getting what we want all the time is just, there is no bottom. So the pleasure, this practice, oh my God, samadhi. I want to feel all the time good and to have good moment and to, oh, that's it, oh, yeah. And then it's gone. And it's coming the next session. We want to do it again. I want to experience what I experience. And the past, and the last session was great. And we start grasping to this bliss state. It's gone. It becomes hindrance. It doesn't work anymore. You are not going to get more deeper in your practice, thinking that you want to get what it was the first or second session. So it's a pleasure, the grasping, the attachment to the pleasure. Unpleasant, aversion, pushing away. I don't want to feel that. I don't want to hang out with that person. So this is an expression of hate. And then neutral, it will be with the confusion mind, there is ignorance, with delusion. The other way to put it, delusion mind. You don't know where's when totally we are lost. We don't know what is going on in our lives. We are vivid, sometimes we are not aware that we have a problem. So dumb, so sedative or dull state of mind. And we have all these intoxicants and we go through life even without questioning. And then a lot of pain there and suffering. And what is the antidote to those three roots of suffering, of these enemies of the Buddha mind? So ignorance, all these three have energy. It's just energy itself. And this deluded mind, this ignorant mind, we start to transform it, the antidote, to transform it with what we call zazen, what we call meditation. So that's the practice. That is what we're doing, to clear the mind, to understand what is really happening through paying attention, just to be aware with the whole phenomenon, what is going on. What is going on? What is so painful? And sometimes it's not so much about the pain, physical pain, just the mental pain that we have. Why we had to review the story over and over again. What is that attachment? That's what Buddha talks so clear. Attachment is not the story. It's not the suffering of the past or something. It's the attachment. What is your relationship with that? And then sitting, when we practicing, cultivating the awareness and being and the now, this mindfulness practice, we start really letting go. Letting go, start to see what it really is. It's just the attachment. And the attachment to that is just creating the identity and the self. I have a story to tell you. Does that happen to me? I am right. And this just reinforcing that self. And when we start cutting out through the practice to the coming back, to remember that always, most of the time in our lives, most of the time we are fine. We are being more lucky to get until here. Yeah, we have our suffering, we have our pains, we have our experience, and maybe sometimes traumatic experience in life. Yeah, but always we have quite a refuge, and that we can take all the time and the now, even whatever is going on, and not to really fit, you know, the monkey mind or this mind that is all the time running the tape. So this practice of Zazen, so it's cultivating that wisdom. Start to see more clear what it is they are and start to perceiving the impermanence of the things. And we start being detached, that we are not the thoughts, we are not the feelings, we are not those emotions that we are feeling. Those things exist. But there is different. There is there are no any more identity. We are not grasping or clinging that this is me. It's just I have this experience, and that is what it is. And it's going to pass through. It has to pass through. Even if it's joy or bliss. And so we are. And so that's where we start experiencing more the what Buddha taught the non-self. That's why you come here, and why you start doing again, over and over again, this practice, because there is something, you are meeting something, you are experiencing something. Something bigger than you and me. And that is this connection. So here is related with the ignorance, is the wisdom. The wisdom, the antidote of the wisdom, and the wisdom comes through paying attention. And then we call Zazen. Just to be to sit and bearing witness. And this hate, it might be anger amplifying our lives. This hate, and then everything in Zazen is amazing. Everything happens in this sitting. There is ignorance. There is something happen in pain, and we start having relationship with that pain, and we start judging ourselves. We start beating ourselves. And this is just hate. And that's happening. And just one thing, the three poisons that are working together. We grasp to the story, we judge, we beat ourselves, and we try to be something, somebody that we are not. So, at some point, when wisdom start to arise, so we start bringing, the first thing is stop beating yourself. Stop being hard. Bring loving kindness to your practice. Bring kindness. Be kind. And start making this relationship with supposes the enemy. That's what we come here, and then I cannot handle this mind. This mind makes me nuts, so that's where I come to see it. That people come with that kind of thought. But this mind is gonna make you free too. And so start changing that relationship. And then start learning how to forgive ourselves, how to be kind and compassionate to ourselves. About the past, we did our best. That's the first thing. We did our best. And that time, if we were wise, we could have avoided whatever caused harm. But that was the view that we have about love. But now, no, there is more about light. So now there is more light. So we start, you know, forgiving and loving ourselves and start changing our relationship or our charity. And then the greed, the piece of greed, the antidote is the generosity. And this is amazing because when you're sitting, you start realizing that your mind, your body mind is the same mind that another human being. Start feeling that connection. So you feeling, how does it mean, you feel how that person feels when they're suffering. Because you are a human being. If you have practice, you will cultivate this wisdom that you will connect and you will understand that pain. And then the greed is to the generosity. It means that you feel that connection with everybody. And so you are acting based that there is no separation. There is no object and subject. Just we are in the same soup. We're in the same whole thing. And that you start acting because you care. You care for the other person. And you care for your family, and you care for your neighborhood, and you care for the country, and you care for the whole world, for the whole humanity. Now that when I was coming in the flight, there were maybe around eight French people in the airplane, and they were very loud. They were start drinking. And they were getting very loud, very loud. And then it's very rare to go into an airplane and then when people start talking so loud and laughing and even sitting in a very different way, it feels quite rare. So I started, there was one French here, and then he was just all the time talking with the person behind, and watching, and then I start feeling, you know, uncomfortable, like annoying. And then I say, wow. And then I start, you know, changing a little bit, doing this kind of experiment. What is the difference of this guy with me? Well, okay, he's French. And he speaks different language than me. But he's a human being, like me. And then how many people here in this airplane are from different nationalities? There were some Latinos, some people who speak Spanish, and then Americans, English speakers, and French. So I saw this little airplane like a little war. Like this is the war. And instead to get into the separation mode, like I am Mexican, I am quiet, I am Buddhist, to go into this empathy way and say, let us go. They are just having fun, those guys. And that's it. And then try to see the airplane as like the whole world. And it's amazing. We cannot live, really, we cannot live in peace. So to find what I did is to find our connection, to find what makes us the same, or to find this unity. And this, I think, that's what Buddha found with the human being, like everybody is a Buddha or the Buddha nature. So that's what bring us together, to go into that place that is bigger than us, if I can say that way. So, and the same way these three poisons manifest here, the question is, who makes society? We are making society. Human beings make society. Who make organizations? Who make institutions? Human beings. And so those three poisons now, they are getting into the institutions and organizations and our system. And you can see the manifestation of these three poisons. The corporations, greed, Wall Street is just greed. What is the intention behind of those institutions? To really, really make a peaceful world, or just to take more from others that they have less? And then when it doesn't happen, what we create? What we create? War is another expression of hate. It's just obvious. Because they have what we need, and we take it. And then the third one, ignorance, delusion, what we get in the media. What are the values and all, every single marketing product or commercial? And almost, and all of them, so much about sex underneath. And that is delusion, that is ignorance, how we get the poisons by generations. So we had to wake up, we had to go to the other side, and to find our intention. What is the intention to come here, to see it? To really see it, to come for this greed, to really attain enlightenment? Or you coming from the place of generosity just to support your community, just coming and sit for others? And that's what Buddha was so smart and put it, Sangha. We need the three refuge. This is cannot be just by yourself. So what is that intention? Just to go to work and our intention. So just to resume, those they have been studies, social studies about what people make happy, and then to understand the human behavior, and then what they found in the research is the to well-being of a human being needs three things. To cultivate. And the first thing is personal growth. We have this in our DNA about exploring, about knowing, about investigate. And that's what brings us here. What am I? What am I doing here in this earth? Who am I? And this question is just personal journey that we get into. And then these three things, this first thing about personal growth, like always to do good and to transform our bad habits and good habits, to improve ourselves as a human being. That is nature in ourselves. We want to do better. So here, so that's one ingredient as a well-being. So when we don't have that opportunity to grow, just we stuck and we suffer. The second ingredient they found is relationships. We are human beings and we need to feel connected. We cannot live by ourselves. We need another human being. So relationships, that's they found is very, very important. And then the third one, it was help others. The sense of altruism is gonna make us to feel better, feel the well-being. So it's very interesting that they are finding this, what Buddha found. Personal growth is wisdom. Relationship is just loving kindness, compassion. And help others is generosity. And that is what it is. Thank you.